Hi, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And Betsy Todd, clinical editor.
And we're here once again to present highlights of our current issue. And these highlights are from our February 2016 issue. On the cover this month, we have a lovely photograph of a nurse and a young child. The nurse, Sarah Curruth, is from the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. And this photo was the second place winner of our 2015 Faces of Caring Nurses at Work photo contest. When this little boy's parents had to leave the room and he became a little bit distressed, Sarah Curruth picked him up and comforted him with a stuffed toy. And the photographer just captured this wonderful moment. And Sarah said one of the things that she loves about her job is that it can be so busy. And it's these type of times where you can just offer a little comfort that really make things meaningful for her as a pediatric nurse. So we hope you enjoy the cover photo as well. We have a original research piece in this month. The piece itself is called Latino Nurses in the United States, an overview of three decades. And we felt this was an important piece because it's one of the first to describe demographic data on the 5.4% of U.S. RNs who are Latino. One of the recommendations of the Institute of Medicine Future of Nursing report was to increase the diversity of the nursing workforce to better meet the current and future health needs of the public. Census projections estimate that the Latino population in the U.S. will grow from 17%, which it is now, to 28%, so over a quarter by 2060. And so nursing education programs and institutions really want to engage the growing population so Latinos are adequately reflected in the workforce to meet the needs of the people they serve. So this is a demographic look at the Latino nursing workforce, and it does offer recommendations for nursing education in some steps they may take to improve recruitment and education of Latino nurses. Betsy, why don't you talk about the CEs this month?
Great. We have two interesting and very different ones. The first is on hypoglycemia as a serious complication for older adults with diabetes. Hypoglycemic events occur at an increased rate among older adults with diabetes, and they can have devastating consequences, especially for older people who live at home. Inadequate nutrition, cognitive impairment, and other factors, including some diabetes medicines themselves, can increase the risk of hypoglycemia. Elders' risks is then further increased because physiologic, sensory, and cognitive changes of aging can inhibit the mechanisms that produce warning symptoms of low blood glucose, as well as impair the ability of the person to recognize the symptoms when they occur. So the article's a really helpful close-up on hypoglycemia in older adults, and it includes several practical suggestions about what nurses should be alert for and how nurses can help. The second CE is the last in our holistic nursing series, and this is called Using Essential Oils to Enhance Nursing Practice and for Self-Care. With the growing popularity of integrative medicine, essential oils have found their way back into healthcare. And these oils provide a simple way to alleviate some physical symptoms, promote emotional well-being, and provide comfort. So the article discusses the administration and common uses of essential oils, their possible benefits, potential risks, and contraindications, and the current state of research into this method. The authors focus specifically on the inhalation, both directly and by diffusion in a room, as well as topical application of these oils, providing guidance for their use in acute care, self-care, community nursing, and long-term care to help readers begin to learn how to incorporate this modality into nursing practice.
And we also have a special feature called Creating a Bullying Task Force. We all know that bullying in the workplace can create a dysfunctional, toxic environment, and that it is deservedly so gained considerable attention in recent years and does warrant our attention. However, most of the articles that we've seen describe bullying and talk about the factors that give rise to bullying, but we've seen very little in the way of how do you successfully stop bullying. So this particular article reviews workplace bullying as experienced by nurses, but goes on to describe how nurses at this Magnet-designated academic medical center developed and implemented a bullying task force to address the problem. One of the key messages they were able to instill is to help people develop from bystanders to bullying to what they called upstanders, where people stood up for the people being bullied. And they're in the process of evaluating this model at this point, but it certainly seems to be something that is working, at least anecdotally, as reported by the nurses. So I think this is an excellent article that's very timely. We also have another article. It's one of our legal clinic columns, and this one is on discrimination against nurses, and it describes a real case in which a nurse was discriminated against by the workplace. According to a patient's wishes, this particular nurse was not allowed to care for the child because of the color of her skin. So she brought suit, and it describes both the hospital's position in trying to accommodate patient needs with the legalities and the nurse's rights as an individual not to be discriminated against. So it's a very interesting article, and I think one many people may have had some experience with, and certainly this one will give some provide some food for thought for nurse managers. We're also introducing a new column this month called Best of the Blog. We have a blog, AJN Off the Charts, if you're not familiar with it. It's won several awards, and we have some wonderful stories written by nurses as well as commentaries by some of the editors and other nursing leaders. So we wanted to highlight it and bring it to the attention of those print readers or online readers who may not have really taken advantage of some of the wonderful content on the blog. We also have a profiles piece and reminders about our nursing Nurse Scholar Award, and of course, Reflections, Drug Watch, Journal Watch, and Viewpoints, and of course, news. So there's a lot to offer this month in AJN. We hope you'll take a look either online or in the print issue or on your iPad, and let us know what you think of the issue, if there are things you think we should be covering in your world of nursing or in your area of the country. Please drop us a line. I'm Sean.Kennedy@WaltersKluwer.com.
And this is Betsy Todd, Betsy.Todd@WaltersKluwer.com.
Thanks very much.